I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. So, hour two of Farrell on the bench with Carver High. So, anyway, I'm Farrell. The ability to do whatever you wanted every day was the greatest freedom of my career. 35 years I've been doing this, and people can say whatever they want. I've done it for 35 straight years, maybe longer. I've done it, I don't even know what it is. But we used to play anything we wanted. We'd sit there and we'd play like Led Zeppelin or something, and like a few cuts off this album, that album, and then we'd all sit there and analyze it. And then I didn't just play rock and roll. I played everything. I played hip hop and I played rap, whatever you want to call it. I played everything. I mean, we'd even play. I played Prince all the time, and I'd play Luther Vandross. I play anything. The show was very diverse with music. And then what made it really cool was I had all the bands. Every band in the world came on my show. Even at CBS, every band came in. Godsmack, all of them. They all came on the show. And then when I was at Westwood One, Metallica, you know, hired me to do their acoustic album. Go listen. I mean, you'll hear me. No one ever believes it when I tell them these stories. When I go on air and I say, Slash picked me up. 5 days later, I came home. I still hadn't showered. Motley Crue did it with them, did it with everybody. And the show was about life and sports and music. And then I started working at CBS and they ruined me. I mean, honestly, the effing rules at that place. Oh my God. I really am surprised because they call it the Vatican Network that I didn't become a priest doing my radio show there, because it was so pathetic. It was so pathetic. It was the worst. I mean, these people, what do you mean these people? These people are right out of, Dorkville. I mean, honestly, the biggest losers and dorks you ever met in your life. And please, someone, I beg you, call them and tell them I said that. That I said it about all of them. Every single last one of them. Bunch of idiots. And I can't even believe, I really truly cannot believe that they, like, can make money. How are you that backward-assed and that, you know, I don't know, Christian, I don't know what they are. Like, I have no idea what it is. It's like they would never acknowledge that they, when I used to call it the Vatican Network and all their rules and everything, they never acknowledge that they do any of that. They pretend like they don't do anything. They're like, we're a gigantic radio company and we make great radio. No, you don't. When you're limited and when you're, you know, stricken with rules and you're told what to say and what to do. And that's the way the world works. I get it. I signed the deal. I've been at CBS for like 25 years. So I got, you know, pensions and everything else. I wasn't going to mess with that. So I just did whatever they said, and that was that. But when I was on WFAN New York and I was on Westwood One in Los Angeles, I played the music nonstop, and it drove everyone crazy. It drove Chernoff crazy. It drove Fat Sessa and Russo crazy. I mean, they were going to quit. The only one that loved it was Imus, because he was like in the bathroom doing blow. And he just thought I was the funniest thing ever, that I was just, you know, right in their face doing it, right on their face. We welcome all of our radio affiliates. Sirius XM, Channel 159, Mighty Ear 1090, ESPN Radio San Diego, Nirtiyamana, Nirtiyamana, and Sports Map and Sports Byline, USA Armed Forces. So it's for all on the bench. So anyway, my point being, Carver High, that was the beginning of the end for me, because when I went to work every night, I knew I couldn't be me. I had to be this phony, sports talk guy on the phony sports talk national radio network that nobody listened to. Okay. Then, so I did 8 years there, and let's just be honest. I did it for the money and the pension. And so, you know, I'm a normal dude. I got a family and I got to pay mortgage and bills and things, just like you, just like everybody. Right. No different. I'm no different than you. And then eventually, they tried to play games with me, and then I ended up with the great opportunity to go to Sports Grid. Now, I've had these conversations with these people. Like, they don't let me do it either. They're a, you know, sports betting network. I get it. I understand the way it works. I'm a smart fella. It's not a rock and roll network. It's not a music network. It's not a, lifestyles and entertainment, movies and food and culture and sports, none of that. It's sports betting. That's what we do. So we don't do rock and roll and album sides and musicians on the air and all that stuff. And, you know, I talked to him at one point, this guy, and he knew me from my days at CNN, and I did the same thing there. I didn't know what to think of me. And I was like, so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to do the show with the music, and I'm going to be number one in every city. And it's going to take me about 3 months. And I'm going to be number one, and you're going to make a lot of money. They're like, yeah, sure we are. And then what happened was, is that I did it, and in 3 months, I was number one everywhere for the next 10 years. Then everybody made me stop playing rock and roll music and all the other music, too. And I hope all those people die. Anyway, not to drag it out, but I'm going to finish what I started. So here's the deal, Carver High. At some point, I feel like what I did, you know, ahead of its time, better than anybody. There were a lot of great rock stations and stuff in the country when I was doing my show, nationally syndicated, and a lot of them picked up the show, and the show was really kick-ass. And the music was unequaled anywhere. There was no one that did what I did. Because, you know, these stations have playlists. And they play these songs. They play the same songs over and over for weeks. And then they move into another rack of songs for weeks. They do what's popular. And then that's how they get their ratings to jive with their sales and everything else, right? So I did the show, and I picked the music. There was no playlist. It was, we're going to play what we want, whether you like it or not. And no one ever complained about the show, because it was so kick-ass. People were like, that was just kick-ass. And then it just blew up and got enormous. And then I go to CBS, back to CBS from Howard Stern. And when I was there, it was the best it ever was. Like, it was even way better than Westwood One, because, at Westwood One, I was still under FCC watch, and they were after me. They were after me my whole career. They came after me full throttle, force of the government to shut me down and to make my career go away. They tried to five times to ruin my life and went 0-5. You lose. So anyway, what happened was, at Howard, there's no rules. There's no censorship. There's just nothing. It's just do whatever you want. I mean, I could have burned babies on the air and they wouldn't have said anything. Nothing. They never said a word to me in 8 years. So that was the greatest freedom I'd ever had. Then I go to CBS and I got all these rules. I mean, A to Z rules. And then I leave there to go here and they just, you know, I get it. I knew full on that I wasn't going to be able to be me, which is, this is not me. This is, you know, let's do the vanilla sports show every day and see if people like it. And that's where I have a problem with it. And I still think the show kicks ass in its modem now, like what we're doing, what we're supposed to be doing, sports, betting, blah, blah, blah. And that's what we do. And I think we do it well. It's just not, it's not as cool and as kick ass and as awesome as really I always was doing it. And I got to tell you, both times that the two greatest stations I was ever on were Howard 101 and with Howard, Bubba, and Pharrell. That was the greatest lineup ever. And then I think it was 102.7 WNEW when I was doing Morning Drive in New York. Can you imagine I was doing Morning Drive in New York and I was like 32 years old and I was going up against Howard Stern in Morning Drive and I got ratings. I was top 10 in New York in Morning Drive and I shouldn't have been, okay? Because when you're up against Howard Stern and Don Imus and guys like that, you're going to lose. So, but the fact that I got ratings, and then eventually Howard's agent was my agent, Don Buchwald, and David Katz and all the people over there. And, you know, here's the deal. Those two stations, they ruined. And so my point is, every time I ever did anything good in radio, some radio suit, some executive, some genius, know-it-all, ruined it. They ruined Howard 101, and they let Bubba go. That was dumb, because that show was absolutely insane hilarious. Even if you didn't like it, it was funny. Like, if you don't like, you know, redneck, thrillbilly, crazy, wild, car racing, beer drinking, fishing, I mean, sex, these dudes were insane. Insane. And then there was me, and I'm, you know, I'm dangerous. And then Howard. I mean, it was the greatest lineup ever. Then I go, I'm on with Opie and Anthony. And in afternoons, I'm doing mornings. And I'm completely sick in the head nuts. I used to go in there just still right out of the bar. I go right out of the bar. Literally, every bar in Midtown Manhattan knew me. I lived in Hell's Kitchen. Knew me by name. And I'd go right from the bar in a cab right up to the radio station to do the show. Yeah, I just reeked of martinis. And I was like, I don't give a shit. Look at me. I don't care what you think. And I was doing shows gassed and still getting ratings. And then they ruined that station when they did Sex for Sam at St. Patrick's Cathedral. They had some couple have sex on the Day of Atonement in the parish at St. Peter's, a legendary church. And all I know is, or St. Patrick's, all I know is, you know, by the end of the day, everyone was fired. And they fired everybody, blew the station out, and then they went Spanish or something. And all I know is every great station I was ever on, every station that was just unstoppable, kick-ass, unbelievable ratings, the sales people all rich, making tons of money, the GM living in a mansion, everybody had everything. They every time, in 35 years, every time, a radio programmer or suit ruined it every time, every single effing time. I never once did I get away with being on a great station that was so kick-ass that anyone was smart enough in the room to just leave it alone. And Carver High, you know I'm right. I mean, you know it because you used to listen to me and there was nothing like it. And then they ruined that too. You know, here, let's take his music away from him and we'll see how he likes it then. That's exactly what they do. That's exactly what they do. And then none of these male organ in a month club idiots, none of them want to hear it. They don't want to talk about it. You're not going to talk that way to me. I run this place. Who do you think you're talking to? I'm like, you're the biggest D I've ever met. I mean, like, you're a phony. I'll beat your ass. Let's go. I'll beat your ass. I'll jump across this table and choke you in your face. And it ruined everywhere I went. I was on the greatest stations. I was on, even KNBR San Francisco, to this day, a great station. Carries the Giants, Warriors, all the rest. I don't know if they still do. I know they do the Giants. But that station was always top four in San Francisco in every ratings book for 30, 40 years. And it still is. And I was on there, Ralph Barbieri, Pete Franklin, the shows, Gary Radnish. It was a great station. And they broke that up, too. They broke that up, too. I was too dangerous for them. Too dangerous. I was doubling every show they had on their air in ratings. I doubled every one of them. They were all number one. I was number one twice as big. Twice as big. And I had a TV show on Sports Channel on top of it, simulcast, in every major market in the country. And they broke that up because they said I ruined all the walls and windows in the radio station by shooting hockey pucks and leaving holes and breaking windows, and that I injured food delivery guys when I'd hit them with pucks. And so they kicked us out of the radio station. The radio station that I made them all their money. I had the most ratings, the most listeners. I had it all. And they kicked me out because they said I was crazy. And I'm like, I never once, Carver, I ever was anywhere that they didn't ruin it. Do you want ratings? You want to make money? Or are you a wussy and you just want them, but you don't want to go through what it takes to get them? Tell me I'm wrong, Carver High. And you know what? While I'm at it, you know, I'm glad I say these things about sports books being dirty and, you know, what happened to radio, okay? And you know what's funny? Back in the day when I was on 690 in San Diego and all the rest, Mighty 690 and everything with Hacksaw, I did all those shows. I was on there. I mean, I was shredding the music there. Imagine them listening to me now, and they don't, you know, they hear this phony music we play. Typically, when I go on a rant like this, Carver High, he pods down his mic in the studio, and his Hot Nicole walk by, and he'll say, "Here we go again." He's going off again. He's losing his mind. He's doing it again. Really, it's gotten bad, and he calls it the old man on the porch. He thinks I'm on there complaining. You cannot argue with me, Carver High, that anything I said in the last 25, 30 minutes, anything, whether it was the sports books that don't pay people out without, I mean, you got to go through crucifixion to get your money. And then what I said about radio, you saw firsthand the decay of, you know what I mean? Of like, the greatest sports station ever in New York.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you just saw it go right from being the greatest sports station ever, bar none. No one will ever be better. And then now, I don't even know what that is now. I don't even know what it is. I wouldn't listen if you paid me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't listen if you paid me. And let me tell you something else. I'm not kidding. Tell me I'm wrong about any great station you ever saw that was just legendary. K-Rock, they screwed that up. They screwed up K-Rock in New York. They screwed it up. And now it's like some sissy station. You know it's true. You know it is. And all I know is NEW, when it was Opie and Anthony and I'm doing morning, that was a kick-ass station. You were never bored listening to that station. That station was absolutely unhinged. And then, no one can even argue with the Howard Stern channels. I mean, to get away with murder and like literally no rules, no laws, no limits, no love lost, anything goes, any language at all, anything, hate, you name it, racism, It was all on there. Not me. I wasn't doing that. But there was a lot of racial tension on the show because, you know, we had guys from different backgrounds and races on the show. And they would get in fights with fans that were just epic. And the show would go for, you know, some nights 4 hours. We'd have some, you know, racial war. And then, you know, the next night we'd do something different. It was always something different. But you can't deny, Carver High, that was one of the funniest stations you ever heard in your life. And then they screwed that up.
I don't disagree with you at all. And look, you know, you said it right. The times change. Things are clearly a lot different now than they were back then. Legalities and such. You know, it's changed a lot that's gone on over the last 10 to 20 years. But, well, you know, suits get involved.
Take a look.
Suits get involved.
Well, they should take a look at how everything is changing before their very eyes and not for their better. In other words, radio is dying and podcasts, there's 50 million of them. The problem with podcasts are there's 50 million of them and it's a dime a dozen. And then, you know, people brag. Like yesterday, I told the story. I did the All the Kings podcast, whatever he calls it. And with Denny Bernstein in L.A. and Hovind, his partner, Tom Hovind, I think it is. And I did the show, and the show ended up being ranked sixth nationally. That's great. That's incredible. But and I said this on the air, like, that's incredible what it did. It's amazing. In one afternoon, it went right to number six in the nation as the sixth best show nationally. And I thought it was fantastic, except that no one cares. Like, that's the difference. Like, it's ranked sixth, and people still don't care. No one cares about anything. If there's 50 million of anything, how do you choose something? It's like going to the cereal aisle or the toilet paper aisle. How do you choose? You'd be there all day. And especially if you have ADD or something, Christ, you're going to need a dog to walk you out of the store. So I don't understand it. You know, because if there's too much of one thing, it doesn't matter. It'll be like, all right, let's see, which podcast should I listen to today? You know, what radio station's worth listening to? I mean, honestly. Now, I like stations. I love stations that we're on. Don't get me wrong. I love Mightier 1090. And you know that's true. I love it. I mean, let's face facts. If I'm not friends with Kaplan, that never happens. The deal with Sports Grid and Mightier 1090 in San Diego. In fact, I actually believe no one had ever heard of it that worked at New York and Sports Grid because they're not living in San Diego. What the hell do they know about San Diego sports stations, iconic stations from San Diego? They, you know, I don't know anything about some station in Fayetteville. I mean, what the hell? So my point is that I love a lot of stations that I'm on. Don't get me wrong. It's just that the saturation of it. Like at one point I was on The Fan and all these great stations, you know, there were sports stations, legendary, WIP, all the rest, right? And then now, and then do you remember in the 90s and 2000s, Carver High, there was 900 sports stations.
Yep.
So they were all a dime a dozen. There's so many of them. Every city had, you know, New York, three or four sports stations. And as you go down the ladder into smaller markets, there's only two or one. But the bottom line is there's too much of everything. And then people are like, well, what do I choose? So what people always do, the one thing I learned about in this business for as long as I've been in it is people, you know what? Everything around you changes. You don't change. You don't adapt. My father-in-law listened to Don Imus literally until they threw him out of there. He was on every day doing morning drive forever for like 50 years and every day. And if you went near that radio in that kitchen and tried to change it to listen to music or something, he would literally cut your hand off. It was Imus or nothing. And he never changed the radio dial once until he met me. He met me and I'm dating his daughter. And then I marry his daughter. And believe me, he started listening to me because he was a sports fan. And he's like, you're that crazy dude on The Fan, and you're marrying my daughter. And then it was on. He started listening every night. The guy listened to me on Howard 101 every night, the whole time I was on there. My dad didn't even listen to me. He'd listen for 10 minutes. But Bill would listen to every show for 4 hours and smoke cigars and drink vodka. And I liked that guy. And he loved the show. And he even loved the filthiness of it, the dirty, raunchy, despicable, foul-mouthed show that it was. And it was a show filled with sex and everything else. It was awful and awesome. And my point is that, you know, that station ruined, every station ruined, and then there's not, then there's 50 million stations. Who wants to deal with that? So I swear to God, what happened with my listening habits was, is that ever since I left Howard and went to CBS, I never once ever in my life listened to CBS Sports Radio ever, not one second ever. And then WFAN, I haven't listened to once ever in my life, ever, for any reason. If it was on in someone's car, the Yankee game, I'd be like, oh, what is that, the fan? Yeah, oh, Jesus, here we go. And I'd make fun of it. But the reality is, I listened, and I'm going to just be honest, I listened to Sirius XM every day since I left there. The music, it's phenomenal. No commercials. They give people what they want. No commercials, and it's just nonstop music. And there's every genre ever. And then they have specialty stations where, like, a mandatory Metallica, you know, the Rolling Stones, whoever, U2. And it just kicks everyone's ass. It kicks everyone's ass. You think you got a cool station? You're getting your ass beat because people, when they finally make their choice, they're going to make the easiest choice. I'm going to listen to the best stations, no commercials, with the best music, and that's what I'm here for. I want to hear tunes, and I don't want to hear you. I don't care about the DJ. The DJ is an idiot. I don't care about anything. Now, I know they have a lot of DJs on there, but they have one rule at that place. You talk for about 30 seconds. That's your job. You play the music, and you got to say hi every 15 minutes for 30 seconds. And I love Covino and all those guys. They're my friends. I love all those DJs on there, Jose, all of them. But you know, they know their job. Play the music. It's not about you. It's about the music. And I think they mastered the business. And Cartwright, you can't even argue it. The guests they have in there, the bands, the movie stars, actresses, actors, everyone in the world has gone into that place in Midtown Manhattan and experienced it and done Howard's show or whoever's show, my show, and it's just cooler than everyone else. And it's the only existing thing left, in my opinion, that has any, you know, in terms of getting you to be entertained. And for the reason you tuned in, you get what you paid for. In other words, I'm here to listen to all this music, and I'm getting it. And I'm getting it in spades. And everything else is ruined. Like, if there's a good station on, and there's tons of them on radio, there's tons of great stations. Too bad they all have, 40 minutes of commercials an hour. And you want to stick a gun in your mouth listening to it, right? I mean, honestly. And don't tell me I'm wrong, because when I did CBS, Carver High, how many commercials did I do an hour? I mean, I did like 20 minutes.
Yeah, it was between 18 and 21, somewhere in that area, yeah.
That's embarrassing. And, I don't know how they pulled it off. I mean, God bless them to pull it off. No commercials ever. And then they make their money other ways. I get it, subscriptions and everything else. I get how it works. So but I still think it's the coolest. Like, when you get in your car, Carver High, when you used to leave CBS at 2 in the morning, what'd you listen to on the way home?
Usually Sirius.
There you go. End of story. It only took 2 hours to make my point tonight. But I'll tell you what, that's how it works. I'm looking at a picture in my studio that Howard gave me, signed by Howard, Fight Week. I used to host Fight Week on Howard Stern on Howard 100 every year, and that was really fun too. Imagine me doing Fight Week on regular radio. I'd be in jail. All right, Carver High's with me tonight on the bench. And I just want to go through the litany of Hot Nicole just walked by the room again, and he turned the mic off and went. He finally stopped with 20 minutes left in the show. He just said that to her, and he laughs because he knows that's what he said. He's like amazed that I know everything from, and I'm not even in Strong Island. I'm just like, you know, I'm in Midtown Manhattan, and I know what he's doing out there. I always know I'm creeping on him when he's telling her he's at it again. He's lost his mind again. He's just ranting and raving about everybody sucks. Because everybody does suck. And, I mean, that's pretty well documented. I think everybody sucks. And, you know, around here in New York City, have you ever in your life, well, this is all you know, Carver High is New York City. The difference is, for me, is I've lived in every great city in this country, basically. I mean, let's face it, I have. New York, Miami, Atlanta, San Francisco, and Los Angeles, and Chicago. That covers all of them. I mean, and then I've been on the air in Dallas for like, whatever, 20 years. Houston, I've been on air forever, but I've never actually lived there. But you've only lived in New York. But I can tell you unequivocally that New York has more asshats than any place on earth. It really does. There's more asshats here than anywhere. Everyone here is somewhat of an asshat, including me. I'm definitely one. But, you know, it's like my friend, your boy Robert in Vegas. He's out here taking his son to Northeastern. He's in the artificial intelligence game at Northeastern. The kid's a genius. He's building robots. And he's driving him from Vegas. And the kid's keeping the car. And then he's flying back. And he called me today. And I mean, this guy, I love him. I've known him for 30-some years. I was the best man at his wedding. He's family. I get it. You know him. Carver High, you're friendly with him, but it's not like you want to hang out with him. The reality is that he wants to come up here tomorrow and, you know, see me. And I have to put on my ass hat because I'm too busy. I got a lot going on. And then I tell him I got a conference call meeting with the social media chick. And Mafia, I got a cable guy coming to do the routing for the TV network in the studio here. He's coming at the same time I'm having the meeting. And so the conference call, I'm telling this guy this, and he's like, well, don't worry, we'll just hang out. I'm like, oh, so you're just going to hang out in my house while I'm doing all these things. And you're just going to what? Just hang out or watch TV? What are you going to do? And he's like, no, we want to go to the mall. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to the mall, but you can go to the mall. Go to any mall. You don't have to. You really have to go to the mall near me. Yeah, they gotta go to the mall near me because there's a North Face store there, and he's got to get this special code or something. I'm like, well, then go to that mall. And then he goes, what are we gonna do? And I'm like, well, we're not gonna do anything. I'm busy. You're not hearing me. I'm not. It's not a good time to come visit and hang out. I mean, like, what is it? Christmas, New Year's, Thanksgiving, Halloween? It's not. It's you know, back to Workville right now, right? Since January, we're back at it. Grind all the way to summer. And so I had to put my ass hat on. And basically, my wife's like, well, what do you mean you didn't invite him? You should invite him and take him to lunch. I'm like, why don't you take him to lunch? I don't go to lunch, you know, I don't go to the country club for lunch. I remember I used to make fun of Russo too when he was on the Fan and they were saying I shouldn't be on the Fan. I go, yeah, but you belong to the tennis club, right? We're listening to you. The guy with the tight shorts on going to the tennis club with his wife for lunch every day. I go, yeah, okay. Okay, dude. All right, whatever. Yeah. Thanks for all your advice, Dad. What could be worse? The tennis club. Meet me at the club, Biff, and we'll have lunch together and we'll have some Arnold Palmer's and really go after it. I mean, Carver High, honestly. I mean, come on. So what I'm saying to you is that here in New York, there are more asshats than anywhere in the world. I mean, the women are asshats. The men are asshats. Your bosses are asshats. Everybody's an asshat. Everybody's in a foul mood. And don't even tell me I'm wrong. People complain here like no other, including me. They complain about the weather. So the guy says to me today on the phone, the same guy says, it's really cold here. I go, oh, see, it's 10 degrees. He said, well, I talked to my wife and it's 70 in Vegas. And I'm like, yeah, it's like, you know, in the desert and everything, right? I go, it's like, you know, it's typically the potential for a 70 degree day in Vegas is normal in the winter.
Guess you should have flew and got the car.
Are you really calling me up to do weather reports, bro? He goes, it's really cold here. I go, oh, yeah, I hadn't noticed this morning when I took my kid to school at 7 in the morning that I was freezing my D off. Okay, so what do you want? I want to come visit. I'm like, listen, I love you, dude. Do you realize I went to California surfing for a week, and I invited this guy down from Vegas, and he literally came and stayed the entire vacation at this big-ass house, this mansion I rented on the beach. I was like, at one point I said to him, I go, dude, are you ever going to leave? And I had to put my ass hat on, Carver. I just, are you ever going to leave? Because at some point, don't you have to, like, you know, leave? When you come visit somebody, you got to just check in, hang out, get, you know, go to dinner, spend some time with them, quality, love you, bye, I got to run. And that's how it works. And then some people come and they just move in. And I'm not having it. Because you know why? Because I'm an asshat. I don't have any time for anybody. You know, you don't like it? Don't like me? Good. I'll check another name off the list I got to worry a little less about. All right, Carver High, I have to go through this. Your boy Malkin, my man Gino. Take a night off Gino, who, you know, goes through the motions a lot of nights. But when he wants to play, he can really put it on, can't he? A couple of goals tonight for the Penguins in his first game of the year after knee surgery. What do you think of that?
Yeah, big night for Gino. Back in the lineup, scores a couple goals. Penguins in control out at the Duck Pond. Penguins have been red hot, as we know. I believe it's 4-1 now. Let me double check that for you.
I got it.
3-1 after two. 3-1 after two. Two for
the Leafs are up 3-1 on the Knights. The Sharks are up 1-0 on the Red Wings in the second. Lightning won in Buffalo 6-1. Hit that. Panthers 5-2 over the Canucks. Hit that. Lost the Blackhawks 4-2. They beat the Jackets. I hit the Predators 5-4 in overtime. And that's it. So there's three games going on right now. And Malkin's got his first two of the year. Very impressive. They've won 10 of 11, going for 11 of 12. As far as the NBA goes, some crazy games tonight. The Pelicans beat the T-Wolves. Ingram with the winning shot of three, 128-125. Bulls blew out the Pistons. Warriors lose by 8 to the Grizzlies. Ja Morant's a pimp. The Suns by 4 over the Raptors in Toronto. The Wizards by 4 over the Thunder in D.C. And right now the Nuggets lead by 13 over the Clippers at the half in Lipstick City. I will tell you this. Tonight really was a college basketball night.
Yes.
I mean, there were games coming out that year and a lot of good ones. Right now, UNLV leads New Mexico by 6 in the first half. Kentucky beat Vanderbilt by 12. Syracuse blew out Pitt. Florida State beat Miami. I hit both sides of that. I hit Syracuse, too, by the way, and Kentucky. Loyola of Chicago won, but they didn't cover against Valparaiso. And it's Valparaiso. It's not Valparaiso. Everybody calls it Valparaiso. It's Valparaiso. In double overtime, they beat him, the Ramblers. Iona by 4 over Fairfield. I only give Iona because of Rick Pitino. I hope that he's banging an Italian restaurant waitress as we speak on one of those, red and white checkered tablecloths. USC lost today. Tennessee by 20 over South Carolina. They were getting 10.5. Penn State beat Rutgers. They hit that. Texas Tech beat Baylor outright. Their first loss. The number one team in the country loses at home in Waco by 3. They don't know what hit them. Marquette beat DePaul by 11. And here was one. I gave you Bonnie and LaSalle, Bonnie and Clyde. And I think it actually was 4. And they beat them by 4, right? No, it was 9. I had LaSalle and 9, so I hit both ends of that. Same Bonnie to win, LaSalle plus 9. I had VCU. They covered. Dayton wins by 5 over St. Louis. And I was getting 3. I didn't cover that. Davidson by 10 over UMass. They were laying 13. They didn't cover. Here you go. With somebody's Maction games. Akron over Ball State by 10. Too bad. Yeah, I had that was the Ohio game. Akron over Ball State by 10, and Ball State was getting 8.5. Ohio and Bowling Green. Ohio beat them, but Bowling Green covered the 9.5. I hit that both ways. Kent State lost to Northern Illinois. I had Northern Illinois and 15.5. And then Buffalo won 78-64. How about they won by a hook? They were getting 13.5, and they missed by a hook. Toledo, I had -1. They won by 3 over Miami of Ohio. Toledo's a tough team. And then Kansas beat Iowa State. I hit Kansas to win, and I hit Iowa State plus 12. Let's see what else. Texas covered against Oklahoma, blew them out. Illinois by 10 over Nebraska. I had Illinois winning. I had Nebraska at 13.5, double covered there. A&M -4. They covered. Auburn was, I believe, Bama was laying 1.5. Auburn won outright, 81-77. West Virginia had laying 4. They won by 10. Fresno State by 20 over San Jose State. I had Fresno State on the money line. There you go. That's all the college basketball tonight. And good games going on. Like I said, the UNLV New Mexico game. It's a 6-point game right now at the Thomas and Mack in Sin City. And I got to tell you, Carver, I am bummed out about not, you know, I thought all along we were going to do this, you know, the Super Bowl party at the Circa and the downtown event center and all that. And I, you know, don't get me started. Don't even let me get started. It's old man on the porch. I'm just going to lose it because you and I used to go to that every single year, and that's where it's at. I mean, the Super Bowl is great and everything. It's not as fun as that party. That party is debauchery central. I went one day to this party, and so somebody accidentally didn't lock the door to the porta potty, and I opened up the porta potty door, and a guy was actually doing a chick in the porta potty, which is, you know, the most gruesome, I think, sight any human being could ever walk on. Like, I walked on at the Meadowlands to 6 toilet seats covered with action. I'm talking about cable. But seeing someone having sex in a porta potty, that's a day wrecker right there. You're just a day wrecker. Any chick that would do that, you're a day wrecker, honey. You know, Hot Nicole just walked past the studio again, and this time she said something I thought was interesting. She said to Carver, "Hi, you know, when he does those things, the show just flies by." I was like, "She's right."
That's true.
I mean, I started complaining 2 hours ago. It seemed like 10 minutes ago. I should do it more often. Anyway, Carver, hi. I know you got a lot of rooting interest in this NBA game tonight. I'm sure you're going to go right to bed. But I just want to tell you that tomorrow the Bulls and Nets are playing in Chicago.
Good
That's going to be a good one. And Kyrie's playing in that game.
Good game tonight. I mean, tomorrow night. That's right. Nets, Bulls, Kyrie will be in there. And I was involved in the NBA tonight. I told you I was hoping for the T-Wolves. Unfortunately, they let me down in the last second. Ingram hits the winner for the Pelicans. I was on the T-Wolves tonight.
All right. I was on the T-Wolves and the Predators. Or, excuse me, the Pelicans. I also bet the Predators in hockey, and they won in overtime. So they're actually playing, you know, pretty decent hockey. But tomorrow, that game in Chicago, it sounds like the game of the night, without a doubt. And then... really, tomorrow's Canadian Bruin game, I guess, is the best offering, except that the Canadians, they folded up shop after 3 weeks of the season. I mean, they just folded up shop. Everything else, Leafs and Coyotes, no thank you. Kraken and Stars, no thank you. But there is a great NBA game and others, and college basketball as well. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern on Coast to Coast on Sports Grid TV. Good night from New York.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.